This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. Coming up, protests surrounding Amazon this holiday season. They started on Black Friday or around Black Friday. I don't think we talked about it when that happened, but I did have show prep on it. So tonight, if we get the chance, we'll talk about they're continuing. More protests continuing outside of Amazon fulfillment centers. And if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. We've been discussing the idea of coming to the defense of a person, whether they're innocent or not, of whatever they're accused of, a person who's being beaten savagely by the police during an arrest, coming to their aid and stopping the beating with violence against the police, basically in the defense of the person who they're victimizing. And, Melanie, you've got a story from Reason Magazine at Reason.com where their author says, yes, it is morally defensible. It is a moral thing to step in into a situation like this. You gave an example of a man who was savagely beaten and then further savagely beaten after they placed him in handcuffs. So, I mean, if you want to claim that it was okay to beat the man before he was in handcuffs because he's resisting or fighting or something, which is, from what it sounds like in the story, BS, but we haven't seen the video.
Yeah, we don't know. I will say this, that I do think that if we allow the legitimacy of a government employee, period, which I'm willing to do in this, if we just leave that as a given, then, yes, a police officer can employ fists and even kicks in the line of duty. I think that they are employed far too often, but I don't think that they're illegitimate.
Well, but that's kind of the question, though. That's kind of begging the question. So, yes, if the initial force is legitimate, then you cannot, quote, defend against it. But if it's not, which is kind of the question, then then you can.
Well, I would say that the fists and kicks would only be retaliatory for violence being used against the police officer. That you can't always
in an ideal circumstance, but in many circumstances, the cops are just being violent for the sake of being violent because they can get away with it.
That's just an assault under the color of law.
Yeah, and it happens a lot.
Sure. No one's arguing that.
Let's go to Bad Slave. He's on the line in New Hampshire, listening online. Go ahead, Bad Slave.
Hi, and thank you for taking my call.
Yes.
I think, I don't know if you guys caught this because I had an interruption in the call, but the event where it was a soccer game where I think there was a guy streaking, pulled his clothes off and ran across the field. And the police, there were three, four or five of them, gathered upon this guy right in the middle of the soccer field and started.
And the crowd came in, right?
Yes. And the crowd came in
that's what I was referring to in the last hour.
And the cops left running.
Oh yeah, they skedaddled out of there fast, and I wonder if any of the crowd members ended up facing charges as a result of that. It wasn't clear in that video if it was cops or private security. It wasn't clear to me.
But
either way,
they all wear uniforms,
yeah.
and you know, I don't think technically there's any difference.
Cops and private security are vastly different.
Well, sometimes they actually are the same because sometimes cops moonlight as private security. So in some cases,
they usually do it in uniform.
Well, okay, but if I'm a hitman and I moonlight as an author, being an author and being a hitman are still vastly different career choices.
But the case between security guard and cop are not vastly different. They have the same task.
They have almost opposite tasks. Security guards protect private property at the bequest and payment of the property owner.
Yes,
and
however,
cops randomly commit aggression for.
I agree with you. Generally,
reason.
Security guards are way less, you know, offensive than the police.
From a libertarian thought.
A security guard isn't going to break into your house, say you have weed when you don't, right. and throw you in a cage in the back.
But even from, you know, just looking at the way security guards handle a situation, they handle it generally more professionally with more of a an eye towards, you know, not hurting somebody. In this case, you're giving an example, Bad Slave, of this sports game where whoever these guys were, the men who looked
right.
like potential cops, could have been security, whatever, they were being violent unnecessarily with this person, and the crowd
had it.
They came in, and they put a stop to it. These guys got out as fast as they could.
And I think that any healthy crowd with the proper, you know, moral outrage ought to employ these tactics. You know, I don't necessarily want people dying or even hurt badly. I just want
right.
the violence to stop.
Yeah, and, I want that cop to live, to be able to reflect on his actions.
He's not going to go home and reflect on his actions.
How do you know that?
It is highly unlikely.
The most police, after they've been on the job for, I don't know, some number of years, whatever it is, for them to get hardened, are people that have made a choice to operate the way they do. Now, you know, our understanding, of course, is that the police is that they're doing supposedly the job of government servants that are intending to protect rights, correct? Just as our statement of intent at the Free State Project indicates that the maximum role of civil government is for the protection of life, liberty, and property, in that order. And I mean, if what cops did was that truth, then, you know, we wouldn't have much of a problem. Except
nobody would have any objection to that.
I would have a an academic problem almost with, you know, the way they get paid. But I don't go, like, nobody ever wrote a song called F the Fire Department, and I don't go on the radio talking about how it's okay to kill librarians, because it's not. The fact that they're aggressors is the issue, not, you know, where their paycheck comes from.
Bad Slave, thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Speaking of F the fire department, there's a man, recent news actually is from a few days ago, a man facing jail time for blasting the song F the Police and allegedly violating Pontiac's noise ordinance was found not guilty by a jury. An anonymous person on the jury said that person... on the jury said, "Why am I here? This is a waste of my time. You know that type of deal, knowing that I'm innocent." I'm sorry, that was the defendant who said that.
I was going to say, a juror that understood that it was the government wasting their time and not the defendant? Why? But be still my beating heart.
Webb faced a $500 fine and 93 days in county jail after playing NWA's F the Police right next to an Oakland County Sheriff's deputy conducting a traffic stop on
someone
else.
Was it on the oldie station?
Quote, "You got people standing out here."
Probably on a CD or iPhone.
So the officer said to him at the time, "You got people standing out here and you're playing F the Police because I'm sitting right here, right? I don't care if it's any other rap song. He's dropping the F-bomb and cursing and swearing. Nobody wants to hear that," said the officer. Nicholas Somber.
I will agree that it's rude.
The attorney. Well, it's also rude to do what the cops do every single day, so they deserve it. Quote, the police officer's reasoning.
That using the F-bomb in front of a bunch of people is rude. I mean, you know, end of story. Now, if there was another song that was as widely known that was, "The police are a violent monopoly," you know, or whatever, right? Like, you wouldn't have me complain.
Lame version.
It is a lame version.
If I'm getting arrested by the cops and some dude comes by blasting F the Police, I am going to put a big smile on my face and it will make my day. That will be the best arrest that has ever happened.
And you've had some asthma arrests to compare it to.
I have for civil disobedience. Nicholas Somberg represented Webb in court. He said the police officer's reasoning was that he said the music was vulgar, and part of the vulgarity was that it used the F word. But we had on video that the first man the officer had pulled over, the officer is dropping F-bombs with him.
Yep.
So why is it okay for the man to hear the F word, but not other people?
And an officer should never be should only be using the F word in the line of duty while quoting someone.
All right, there's more on the way here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Jury took 9 minutes to come back with their not guilty verdict.
That's fast.
That's awesome. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The Crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the Crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the Crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the Crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the Crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
When do you want to spot that burglar? When he's casing your home or after he's in? Ask John, whose Blink camera alerted him of burglars trying to break in while his family was home. Or Shannon, whose Blink camera caught a package thief. Blink motion-activated cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on two AA batteries that last up to 2 years. Save up to a whopping 40% off all add-on cameras and systems through December 22nd while supplies last. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free here and bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about police violence and what people can do morally versus practically. And is there a middle ground? I think there is. I think there's the middle ground of instead of going all, you know, starting to shoot cops or whatever, which some people advocate for,
right,
which I think is a terrible idea, to have a crowd of people witnessing police violence, step in and stop it. Just put a stop to it using overwhelming numbers to the point where, you know, even if they did charge the crowd in that circumstance, if the cop wasn't actually harmed in any meaningful way, like, you know, the cop's beating on somebody, crowd steps in and physically restrains him to stop him from beating, and then they just physically restrain him further by, you know, putting him in his own handcuffs, throwing him in the back of his own car, and leaving him there. Well, the cop, you know, maybe his feelings got hurt. Maybe he got a little hungry while he was waiting for his buddies to come let him out of his handcuffs. But otherwise, no real damage done to the officer besides his hurt feelings in that case.
You're
I think it would be hard to get
charged with interfering. You're going to be charged with
arrest.
You're going to be charged with kidnapping.
Yeah,
you're going to be charged with probably aggravated kidnapping.
No doubt.
You're going to be charged for attempted murder.
But you won't be dead.
That's not necessarily true. You don't know that.
Well, usually,
if you start restraining a cop who's in the process of arresting someone else, who's to say they're not going to shoot you?
Well, he could kill you. There's no doubt about that. I was saying that the crowd would successfully overpower the officer, so there's clearly risk involved in stepping into an ongoing fight with a psycho cop. But if the cop were to survive the encounter, the cop were to live through it and, you know, not have anything harmed except for his feelings.
Which you don't have any say in if you're one person in this crowd.
Then they bring you up on charges like you're suggesting. They certainly would. Maybe you could beat it at a jury. Maybe a jury would agree and be like, yeah, there's a reason this crowd stepped in. This cop was out of line. Jury nullification.
You're going to be looking at an effective life sentence.
Yeah, that's possible. But I want to know, in these circumstances, where this has happened, where crowds have stepped in.
I've been trying to find a video.
You couldn't find it.
And I couldn't find the video that I was recalling, yeah, other than the one that you were talking about on the sports ball field there.
Right, and that was in Europe, I think, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So if anybody's got any real examples of what has happened to crowd members who've been involved in these stoppings of the cops, that's just all I'm saying is it's a middle ground, right? Like it's you've stopped the violence, but you haven't actually escalated. You haven't killed the cop
in that particular case. If you engage in violence, you really have very little say as to whether or not it escalates. So people kind of make up these almost mythical situations where you can just decide how much violence there's going
to
be.
No, you're right. You can't. If somebody in the crowd decides to start, you put the cop in handcuffs, and then somebody in the crowd decides to start wailing on
him.
If the cop starts shooting at you, then what are you going to do? Like, you can't decide how much your opponent is going to escalate violence.
Yeah.
And
that's true.
Then you have to. The only thing you can decide
is
if
you need to have enough people to grab the cop to where he can't shoot.
That's why I say, get out the camera, get out the phone.
That's the safest route.
Use get cell phone.
They can shoot you for that too.
They're very unlikely to.
Oh, there are examples. Let's just be clear. There's risk involved here. I'm not going to tell somebody don't record a video, but if you pull out a camera, there have been cops who have said, that looks like a gun. Bam. And then you're dead.
Well, there have been cops that say, that could be a gun. I haven't seen
that. No,
yet.
There have been people who have been killed for having a video camera because the cop claimed they thought it was a gun. In fact, there was even one video where the cop says out loud, I'm going to think that's a gun. He actually says what he would normally, you know, he should have kept those thoughts quiet. I think he was speaking his thoughts out loud. I'm going to think that's a gun. Like, he obviously knew it wasn't, but spoke to the person to inform them that he was going to treat it like it was.
Change his mind, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was a crazy situation.
Well, that was what I was talking about, because I saw that same thing.
Yeah, so filming, especially if you're streaming, can be a lot lower risk, although you could still be shot dead. I don't think that trying to restrain a cop is any more strategically sound than just outright offing them.
Well, we're going to have to agree to disagree on that one. Let's continue.
Oh, I think it's a terrible idea to get involved physically in it. Yeah. Just don't do it.
I'm not saying it's a good idea. I'm just saying, I love the idea of when it actually happens, and it has happened. I think it's awesome. I think it's amazing that people actually would do something about out-of-control cops rather than just stand and watch. I'm not saying it's wrong to stand and watch. I think that's the best thing you can do if you've got a video camera to hold some of these cops accountable, because that may end up down the line resulting in them getting fired. Probably won't result in any criminal charges, because cops almost always get away with, you know, these savage beatings or whatever, so there's very rarely any kind of real consequences for them. But at the very least, it looks bad for the cops when video like that gets out. So, yes, I agree with you. Video recording, your best bet in that particular circumstance. But it's all risky. Getting involved at all in these circumstances, whether it is as a videographer or stepping in, there's some level of risk there. So you do have to understand that going into it. I would never tell you you're completely safe pulling out video cameras around the police. That said, I think generally you're better off for having it. Because if you don't have a video camera, if you don't record out of fear of what might happen, well, the cop might steal the camera, they might break the camera, they might arrest you, they might trump up some charge, they might hurt you. These are all things that they could kill you, that could happen because you bring out a video camera. I still say do that, because overall the results are more positive. Overall, bringing out a camera on the police tends to change their behavior for the better. They tend to act better when cameras are out, but there are exceptions to that rule. So just be aware of that. Let's go to the phones here. We got Justin. He's in New York and listening online. Go ahead, Justin.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Subscribe to PewDiePie. And also, I wanted to ask you about the 2020 presidential election. Do you think the libertarians could nominate somebody who's actually a principled libertarian in 2020? Or do you think they're just going to – do you think there's any chance they could do that? Or do you think it's for sure that they're just going to nominate another Gary Johnson who's just going to who's, like, not really a libertarian but has – that, you know, has
me.
Yeah.
It's not for sure, but I wouldn't bet on it.
Yeah, I mean, if you go by past performance, then they've nominated crappy presidential candidates the last three times. 2008, 2012, 2016, their candidates were awful. And they were not principled libertarians at all. So if that trend continues, then they will do the same thing in 2020.
Gary Johnson got more votes than any other libertarian.
Doesn't matter. He wasn't an actual libertarian.
A monkey
would have gotten as many votes as Gary Johnson.
That is an inaccurate
Jill Stein thing. Also got three times the amount of votes. It doesn't mean that everybody
agreed
with
her. Jill
Stein
is not a monkey.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just saying that doesn't mean that everybody who voted for her agreed with what she had to say. Those candidates, Jill Stein and Gary Johnson, did three times as well in 2016 as they did in 2012. The same exact candidates. And it's not because they were better covered or they had better name recognition. It's because people hated Trump and Hillary.
Yes.
They voted for the libertarians because of that. Exactly. Even the libertarians that were running on the local elections in New Hampshire did better in 2016. So they didn't have anything to do with the presidential election. But the libertarian candidate in New Hampshire for governor did well enough to get the party ballot access, which they subsequently lost.
I will grant you that. If you will grant me that some people voted for Gary Johnson because he was Gary Johnson and would not have voted for whomever this principled libertarian candidate might have been.
Who cares? The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. The reason why that doesn't matter, Mark, is because the libertarian candidate should be advocating for the ideas of liberty, not some watered-down half-ass crap. More coming up. You can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down, drmillersclinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or drmillersclinic.com.
USA Radio News.
Stocks are plunging on Wall Street after concerns of a bear market and the possibility of rising interest rates. The Dow lost 507 points to close at 23,592. Former Congressman and presidential candidate Ron Paul tells Fox News the Fed's in a bit of a pickle here.
Just more money won't work, and that's why the Fed's in a dilemma, because they've done it for a long time, and they're just tinkering with slowing that up.
Former FBI Director James Comey is going after Republicans, telling them to stand up for the rule of law.
At some point, someone has to stand up, and in the face of fear of Fox News, fear of their base, fear of mean tweets, stand up for the values of this country and not slink away into retirement.
Comey was meeting behind closed doors with two committees and has been also known to send out some controversial tweets in his own right. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free and join us here if you'd like. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Hey, if you're an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, there aren't very many of you out there. But if you are out there, you belong over at liberty.menu. It's a tool for the libertarian, voluntarist, anarchist community, people who love peace and liberty. It's essentially at its core a directory for events, businesses, and digital content. So whatever it is that you create, whatever it is that you do, if you want other liberty-minded folks to know about it, you ought to be listed over at liberty.menu. It's a global map of, you know, little pinpoints showing people and the things that they do. And again, you know, if you create content, you can list that. If you're an events coordinator, you can list your events. And if you've got a business or more than one business, you can list those too. And the listings are free. They can be rated and reviewed. There's a bit of a social networking aspect as well, so you can connect and share with others. Liberty.menu, it's free to use, so why not go check it out over at liberty.menu. Great URL, super easy to remember that. And when you create your account, you can use code FTL on your user profile later, and you can get a special badge to show that you're a Free Talk Live listener. Liberty.menu. As we continue here, Justin's still on the line with us in New York. You had this question about the libertarians in 2020. Could they nominate somebody who's actually principled? Somebody like Daryl W. Perry or Ron Paul or maybe Adam Kokesh. I know Adam is actually trying to get that nomination. Longtime guest here on Free Talk Live. Sometime occasional co-host in the past. That he is running for what he's calling not president. And so I know he's thrown his...
I'm sure they want to, you know, they're just falling all over themselves to nominate somebody for president who wants to be not president.
I love it. I think it's great. It's better than having somebody pretend like they can win the election as a libertarian candidate.
I think that Kokesh has got things going for him, but I'm not fool enough to believe that he doesn't have things against him.
Because the point is to run a candidate. Now, I say this as somebody who has resigned from the Libertarian Party out of frustration over this back in 2008, mind you. But the point was supposed to be that the party would run candidates who could explain the ideas of liberty, who could explain the non-aggression principle, the idea that it's not okay to use aggressive force against our neighbors, and that force, aggressive force, has unintended consequences. The party at one time had candidates like this. Harry Brown, for instance, the guy that brought me into the ideas of liberty, he was a great candidate because he had answers for every issue that were principled at their core, and he communicated them beautifully. Unlike this Gary Johnson, who is a very nice man, but he was an awful candidate because he didn't communicate anything about the non-aggression principle. Go ahead.
Well, two things. First of all, I think, you know, in terms of people that had, you know, answers that were, you know, principled, or could come up with an answer for everything but was still principled, I think a candidate who might, you know, who might be good at that but probably wouldn't get the nomination would be Larry Sharp. And second of all, speaking of people who are very nice people but are not libertarian in any way, I'm unfortunately hearing that Joe Walsh might run as a libertarian. He's a former
wasn't he a Republican talk show host or something? Who is Joe Walsh?
Yes, and I've talked to him a few times. He's a nice guy, but he's not a libertarian. I mean,
wasn't he on television?
The singer? My Maserati goes 185.
Is that Joe Walsh?
Yeah, him. Yeah,
the singer. Well,
he voted for the. He voted to extend the Patriot Act. So I think that goes to show you how libertarian he is.
Yep.
And again, I've talked to him. He's a very nice man, but he's not a
politician.
Like, it doesn't matter if he's a nice person.
Right.
I know plenty of nice people who I would never allow into any libertarian organization, even if I'm friends with them or not.
Politicians.
They're not libertarian.
Correct. And politicians are great at being nice. They want you to like them. You know?
Yeah.
They will lie to your face and act nice. So just because a politician's being nice doesn't mean anything. Really?
Yeah.
Hey, one other thing, Justin. You opened your call up by saying people should subscribe to PewDiePie. That is a YouTube channel, very, very popular channel of a dude from, Scandinavia who plays video games on a stream? Sweden.
Sweden is in Scandinavia. Congratulations, both of you.
Why would you suggest that? What makes his channel so great? I mean, are you a big fan?
Well, first of all, he posts some of the greatest memes and some of the freshest content. But the reason I'm saying that is because he's the most subscribed person on YouTube, but there's this channel in India called T-Theory, which is trying to surpass him as the number one most subscribed YouTuber. So a bunch of people have been doing all these things to try and keep him the most subscribed YouTuber. There's a guy named...
Nobody stays on top forever.
Yeah, well, somebody was buying all these ads in his neighborhood saying subscribe to PewDiePie, and there was even a guy who actually paid $1 million for a billboard in Times Square. That
how come we can't have fans like this, Mark?
My God.
This guy
plays video games?
Yeah, he does.
I'm out here advocating for human freedom, and somebody's paying $1 million for a billboard for this guy?
It's insane. We're over here agonizing. We have our minister's meeting behind the scenes every week between you, me, and Daryl. We're agonizing over how to spend $500 in a month on advertising to promote the show.
That's what our budget is
now. We're trying to figure out how to get somebody to cut up a video for us without paying too much money for it. So it's just, hey, thanks, Justin. I appreciate the call tonight. But yeah, Mark, hey, that's the new world that we're living in here, where somebody can literally make millions of dollars by playing video games online. And I happen to know who the guy is because I used to watch...
I've even heard of him.
Yeah, I used to watch more regularly the React series, and there was a couple of them where they would have people, you know, react to him reacting. And I guess one of the reasons why he's popular is because he's got good reactions. Like, okay. he's animated, right? Like, ah! He'll, you know, shriek or scream or whatever when things happen, and he's silly.
Yeah, my son listens to these people playing video games.
Does
on...
he follow PewDiePie?
I don't know.
Okay.
Video games online.
Yeah.
And
it's huge for young people to do
It's a talk show, on one hand, mm-hmm. right? Like, these people are talking and that sort of thing.
They talk through the game.
They talk through the game. And on the other hand, it's annoying as hell. I mean, just god awful.
To have someone talk over a game annoying, or what's annoying
about
it?
I mean, you know, in the inanities that these people are babbling on about, and you know, then random just hollering. You know,
I mean, video games is not really a spectator sport. I'm not a fan of spectator.
It is now.
Anyway.
Yeah, it is now.
They have what they call e-sports now.
Yeah, well, they shouldn't.
And I love gaming. I grew up with gaming. You know, I'm a child of the 80s and the 90s. I grew up when gaming grew up,
okay,
basically.
Okay, I also like reading books. That doesn't mean I want to sit there and watch
somebody else read
a book.
No, I'm not saying that I agree with the esports. I think it's silly. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. My critique of this is the people who are into esports, I presume at one time they were into video games in the past, right, when there weren't such a thing as esports. And I bet you a bunch of them criticized the sports fans. I bet you a bunch of them were like, sports, blah, blah, blah. Well, now they're doing the same thing as all the sports fans out there. They've got their favorite team. They've got their, you know, events that they go to, because they actually have esports stadiums being built.
Yeah.
Right now, these exist, and they will attract tens of thousands of people into the stands who will watch on giant big screen jumbotron televisions their favorite players play video games.
Yeah, I mean,
that just sounds like somebody sat down and was like, how can I waste time the most with getting the least out of it?
And you know, I just,
and
then
they
know.
Came up with watching someone else play video games.
You know, they've got stats too, right? You know, like all the sports fans, Joe Montana passing for X number of yards in 1990, you know, like he won the Super Bowl or whatever. And then you probably have the same people for the video game fans, you know, geek number one playing Doom with, you know what, I don't want to dig into the world to find out how bad it is, but I bet you it's exactly the same.
I don't want to know how high I would have to be before that would even be mildly entertaining.
Watching somebody competitively play
a
game?
Yeah. Yeah. But look, I mean, I feel the same way about lots of other pastimes, but...
yeah, it's a pastime. Know. Everybody's got their hobby. Hey, whatever it is that floats your boat. I'm not saying don't do it. If you enjoy it, man,
yeah,
grab your friends.
There's nothing wrong with it,
right,
but it's just...
I'm saying I don't get it.
Atrociously boring and annoying.
It just doesn't float my boat. I love video games, and I can understand why somebody would want to watch someone else play a game. So, like, I get that. I've done that. I've watched people react to video games, and I do it on our channel sometimes every now and then. I'll be the player of those of those games. And in that case, it makes sense because, well, maybe you don't want to play the whole game. Maybe you just want to watch a piece of it. Maybe you want to see what it was like. We're coming up here. It's Free Talk Live without paying for it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-5617 and use promo code FTL. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We know you've had Dragon's Breath in the morning, but you've got to experience Dragon's Breath at night. Wolfhill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolfhill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit WolfhillAmmo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. WolfhillAmmo.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The last time we talked about this esports thing, it was, I forget which city it was, but, you know, a lot of places, these governments build convention centers and then they fail completely because they're run by governments. We've talked about these things in the past.
Right.
Well, apparently one of these convention centers, I don't know, if it, again, I don't remember which city, it was somewhere out west. In one of these cities, somebody went in there and gave them a bunch of money and turned it into an esports stadium. And there's one that's ostensibly being built in Las Vegas, which will be, like, the biggest esports stadium ever. And, you know, again, whatever it is that floats your boat, man, if you like watching football, if you like playing, watching esports, that's cool. I just don't get it. At least I can understand people playing football, because then there's, like, an actual feat of human, you know...
Playing, yes. It's the watching. And I don't really understand people watching sports ball either. Although, at least with sports ball, there's not the almost background track of what kind of sandwich did I eat yesterday.
Well, I may not care for it myself, but I can understand it. I can understand why people watch sports. It's a spectacle. You know, it's humans doing things that are relatively hard to do in a competitive atmosphere, and people get caught up in that. Like, that makes sense. There's an actual feat. That man's jumping and catching a ball, right? Like,
well,
there's
being good at a video game is also a feat. I mean, these people are
not in the same way, dude.
Well, no, it's time to invest.
Yeah, all you're doing is, look, I realize you got to practice to be good at catching a football, and you got to practice to be good at playing Street Fighter, but there's a huge difference between playing Street Fighter and getting in a boxing ring, right?
Sure. there is.
Right. So, like, we're talking about a gulf of a difference in
you wouldn't
abilities
want a boxer
here
to drive in the Indy 500 either. You know that. And
are you trying to tell me that playing a video game is tantamount to being a professional sports person in any other physical activity?
I am saying that it shows that the people that do this do have a you know, they're wired differently, the same as athletes are. Look, there's no matter, there's nothing I could have done at any point in my life to have ever been a professional athlete, and I don't have the reaction time to have ever been an esports guy either.
Yeah, but look, I realize there's plenty of people in professional sports that, or people who aren't in professional sports that maybe wanted to be, right? They got their little league team, and then they went into whatever comes after little league, and, you know, they tried to get to high school and get out into, and then, you know, they didn't get picked for the college team, and then their sports career ended in that moment,
yeah,
right? So there's certainly been plenty of people who've tried, and certainly that's going to be true of gaming. But look, the fact is, anybody who plays video games, as long as they're not, you know, broken as far as their reaction times are concerned, any young person who grows up playing video games is going to be good at it. If you spend 12 hours a day playing Counter-Strike, you're going to be better than if I sit you down in front of Counter-Strike, Mark, and try to have you play against somebody who plays 12 hours a day.
Right. Not...
So these guys are pros. They spend their time playing video games and probably spent their whole lives playing video games.
I disagree
it's
with
not as
assessment.
Impressive to me.
No, I'm sorry.
And I don't like sports. It's not as impressive
to me as
real sports.
There's plenty of people that play Counter-Strike,
mm-hmm,
12 hours a day, who are not professionals because they
just because they didn't get into.
They're not good
that.
Enough.
That's not true.
They're just not good enough. Look,
there's probably plenty of 12-year-olds who can clone these
You don't know
guys.
A thing about sports, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're just going off of what's going on in your head. You know nothing about sports. I've played enough sports to tell you that there are people with just better reaction times.
Yes.
Okay?
I don't doubt that.
I played handball against this guy that should have been a gunfighter, okay? Like, he's, you know, the Doc Holliday. Yes. That's just like that kind of speed. And that kind of reaction time is going to make you better than somebody who practices.
I'm not saying that everybody's the same. Okay, I'm not saying that everybody's the same, Mark, but I'm telling you, in the world of video games, there's so many gamers who are so good and talented. The idea that that these are the best players in the world, in my opinion, is ridiculous.
Okay. Well,
okay.
You can have your
opinion. How can you really tell? Right, because they don't get the chance to go up against the 12-year-old who's been playing Counter-Strike for 12 hours a day for the last 3 years or whatever. They don't get a chance to go up against him. He's probably too young to compete in these sports. Now, look, I don't know what I'm talking about here. I'll make that clear. I don't spend any time watching this, so if you're listening, you're like, esports, this and that, you're welcome to call in. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But I'm sorry. I don't think it's a feat to be able to say, oh, I've got better reaction time. I can swing a gun in Doom faster than somebody else can.
Well,
that's nowhere near being able to take on, you know, Muhammad Ali in a boxing ring.
Fine.
Sorry.
Is bowling not a sport, too?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
There are people who are very good at bowling.
People make a living.
There are people who are very good at being a property attorney. That doesn't mean it's a sport.
I'm more impressed by a good bowler than I am esports
players.
Fine.
That's your level of how impressed you are.
Yeah.
However, if you want to make a distinction between a sport and a game,
mm-hmm,
fine. You can make that distinction wherever you want. But if we're going to call
sports are competitive
games,
basically, they usually involve physical activity. But now they're changing that to being pressing buttons is a physical activity.
If you want to make the distinction that a sport involves a physical feat versus a game, we can parse that out however you want to define it. However, these are games. At the very least, we can agree that they're games,
yep,
and we can agree that some people physically have more talent, and
yep,
some people have trained harder, whether training means playing a video game or not, and therefore they're better.
Yep.
If there is an industry surrounding it, by God,
I think it's amazing that they're making money. You know, God has blessed them; they can make money off of playing video games. I think it's wonderful. I think that's great, and you know what? Do whatever you want to do, but definition number one of sport in the dictionary is an athletic activity requiring skill or physical prowess and often of a competitive nature, and then they give examples of things that are actually athletic and require skill of a physical nature. I don't think pressing buttons on a joypad counts as a physical skill.
Well, I would say that, you know, I could make an argument against it, but I don't care. Like, I've made the argument that baseball, since you don't sweat, isn't a sport.
You don't think people sweat in baseball?
Doing what?
They run around the bases.
Yeah, how are you going to sweat running from one base to the next? I mean, it's not even that far.
You're right. Baseball isn't the most physically athletic game, but it is athletic. You're still throwing balls and swinging bats and running
around.
There's
not much sweat that's going on unless you're just standing out in the sun.
Doesn't matter. Sweat's not required.
Okay. I've made the argument. Yeah. That it is, you know, soccer, there's a sport for you. These people are running around all the
time.
No
doubt.
But you can't argue that the ability to throw a baseball at 95 miles an hour is a singular ability. Like, it's very difficult to be able to pull that off.
There was that pitcher who took acid that one time. Remember that story?
I know nothing about what you're talking
about. There's some pitcher.
I feel like I'm talking to Joe Rogan.
In the 1970s.
Hey, have you ever tried DMT?
No, dude, seriously, there's a real story. I don't know the dude's name, but if you just look pitcher acid.
Yeah, I imagine you probably
the dude
will.
Pitched a no-hitter. Okay. Talk about being in the zone, right? Like, he was tripping in the 60s or 70s. It was back in those days. And he threw a no-hitter. Like, that's a hard thing to do, right? As a pitcher?
You could probably... Yeah. It's an incredible feat. Sure.
Pretty amazing.
So the ability to throw a ball at 95 miles an hour, the ability to you know, line up three strikes in a row...
Not even close to playing Doom on a joypad or a computer.
If you can beat the best, you're the best. That's all.
Okay, man. I played in a Doom tournament when I was in... It was in the 1990s, and I was a teenager.
Great.
And I finished, I think it was second place in that tournament, and I didn't think I was, like, the best player in the world or, like,
which
I deserved a contract.
Florida and a LAN
or
party.
Whatever. It was actually at Gulfgate Mall.
Great.
So, it was in front of people watching.
Look, in sixth grade, I was the chess champ. I beat all the other kids in chess.
Not a sport either.
I wouldn't claim it was.
Okay.
I would claim it's a
game. Are you claiming esports is a sport?
Yes.
Why is chess not a sport, but esports is?
Because there is...
Because they have teams?
Physical attribute that makes you good at chess. You could have no ability to move your arms and legs. It's all mental. So it's a strategic game.
You have to pick the thing up and move it on the chessboard.
No, you don't. You can have somebody do it for you.
So you're saying that because somebody can punch in a joypad, that therefore that makes it a sport.
There are neuromuscular pathways that are built in these patterns that one has to push in to do stuff. And yes, reaction time matters. So yeah, I'll give it sport.
Now, Free Market Penguin says I'm not so subtly trolling the Twitch audience. Look, I'm not. I get the Twitch thing. I think that's different than esports. It's a different level of it. It's just more of a casual thing of like, oh, it's got some... rather than watching television, people are now watching Twitch.
Yeah.
And they're watching somebody else play a video game because that other person is entertaining in probably most cases.
Right. They're talk show hosts, which...
Singular, lone, yes.
The very fact that I am willing to give these designations to talk show hosts. This is my competition, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. And they're whipping us.
Right. Oh, they're whipping the heck out of us. To me, the idea that you would listen to someone talk about video games rather than talk about, you know, things that are happening in the news and the relevance of your human freedom, to me, is mind-boggling.
Yeah, and way more people want to watch video games.
But it's huge. Somebody bought a billboard for PewDiePie for $1 million.
There's millions.
They're not doing that for us.
There's millions of people streaming on Twitch, let alone the millions and millions more that are actually watching those streams. So it's huge. Everybody gets to be their own star of these things these days. And we got 18 viewers. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.